Good morning, family. How are you this morning? Are you good? Praise the Lord. Good morning, online church. It's wonderful to be in your homes again. And we're going to take this opportunity just to get into the presence of God and just clear our minds and our thoughts about how we feel about God today. As we come into His presence, let us take a moment and stand. I want to encourage you today that God is always working everything out according to the counsel of His will. So sometimes we don't understand why things are happening and how come they're going the way that they're going. But it's not for us to understand, because God is in control. And as long as we are surrendered in worship, as long as our hearts are open to receiving what He has for us, He will speak to us, and He will guide us, and He will coordinate everything to work out for the good purpose of His will. The way to stay in tune with God and to allow the Word of God to be sown into our hearts is to prepare our hearts with worship. And so today, the purpose of coming into the house of God and spending time in His presence, worshiping Him, is to soften the soil of our hearts so that we can receive the now word that God has for you this morning. And that now word will change whatever it is that you're looking at, or whatever it is that you're going through. So let us just commit this morning to our Father God and say, Heavenly Father, we just come into Your presence today with humble adoration. Lord, You said if we humble ourselves under Your mighty hand and we resist the enemy, he will flee. Lord, so we stand in Your presence today and we worship You. We invite Your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, You're so welcome in the house. Speak to us. Move and talk to us. And we lift up our hands today just to honor You in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.
Good morning, church. Who came to worship the Lord this morning? Who was here yesterday? The ladies, hands up. We had such an awesome worship session. Gentlemen, we've got to catch up. So let's show them what we can do this morning, eh? Amen.
Shout out. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
Thank you. Encourage you this morning, says the Lord. Just like Peter and the disciples were on that boat in that storm, and I came to them on the water, and my disciple Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And I declared, come. And Peter stepped out of that boat and he walked on the water. And I would say to you this morning, step out of your boat. Step out of your limitations. Step out of your circumstances. Step out of that which has been holding you back. And come and walk on the water with me, says the Lord. For know today that I am able to sustain you. I am able to deliver you. I am able to give you exactly what you need for this time and for this moment, says the Lord. So do not be afraid this morning. Step out of that boat and come and walk on the water with me, says the Lord your God.
You know, we ask, why were we created? And our Father in heaven, He created us for His glory. Our purpose is solely to worship Him. So I just pray this morning as we go into this song, embrace what God has for us this morning. Find the pleasure in worshiping Him, because you also will receive as much as you give. As we sing this song, go on your knees if you have to. And let's worship our Lord. Thank you. lives to Him right now. There's so much He wants to do for you. You can only just give in to Him. Let's just agree with the Spirit this morning. Just thank You, Jesus. Surrender your life this morning to Him. Lord Jesus, we surrender to You. Thank You, Father.
Overflowing with Your love. We drink in, we receive Your love. We receive Your free gift of no condemnation. We receive the free gift of Your grace, Your unmerited favor into our lives this morning. And we know that favor brings healing, that favor brings wisdom, that favor brings clarity, and that favor opens doors of opportunity. We breathe in Your life. If you have sickness in your body, whether you're here or online, just surrender that to the Lord. Just say, Lord, I give You the sickness and I receive Your healing power. I give You my fear and I receive Your love and Your courage. Give You my temptations and I receive Your victory. For You are more than enough in this moment. We receive Your grace and Your wisdom and Your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. Can you say amen? Come on, if you love Jesus, give Him a good praise in the house. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. Welcome to our first service, and thank you so much for being here today, whether you're here in person or online. It is such a joy to have you in the house today. Now, first and foremost, perhaps you're visiting us for the very first time today. We want to give you a very warm Rhema South welcome. So we'd love to give you one of our welcome brochures, and we'd love to give you a little gift so you remember your first visit to our church. So if that's you, wherever you are today, raise your hand nice and high, and we're going to give you a warm Rhema welcome. Any first-time visitors this morning, come on, raise your hand nice and there, right at the back there. I'm sure there's somebody. There we go, right over there. God bless you. God bless you. You can run, but you cannot hide. Welcome. Thank you for being here today, and we're so grateful you decided to be in church wherever you are. We're going to invite you to open that brochure. You'll see there's a little section there provided for you where you can just quickly fill in your details for us. And then if you'd indicate right at the bottom, if we could send you an email or phone you, we'd love to connect with you and find out how you enjoyed the service. You can then tear that off, drop that in either into the offering bucket later on or hand it in at the info bar. Then we'll know you were here. The rest is for you to keep so that you can connect with our church via social media, via our website, and you can find out exactly what's been going on in our church. If you're online, please send us a WhatsApp or an email. We'd love to know about you. And if you have any prayer requests or testimonies, share them with us. We'd love to pray with you, and we'd love to hear what God is doing in your life. Well, I'm very excited this morning. We have a very special announcement to make. We've been working on this for a couple of months already. And so today, we want to let you know we are launching today our brand new website. Amen. So I just want to say thank you to the family that have sponsored this. I want to say thank you to the whole team who have put it together. And please take note that our new website address is www.ramasouthcoast.com. Let's say it together. One, two, three. www.ramasouthcoast.com. You got it. It is amazing. Please go and have a look at the website later today. You're going to find out so much about our church. You'll find out about our ministries. You can click on either one of those. It'll tell you what that ministry does, how it functions, when it functions. You can now, from our website, go and enjoy communion service on a Thursday. You don't have to go and find YouTube. Simply go to our website, click on that page, and you will see the latest communion uploaded. And there's a catch-up. So you'll find all the previous week's communions are there as well. You can also go to our website at www.ramasouthcoast.com, and you can watch the live service. If you'll click on that icon every Sunday, it'll take you straight to the YouTube channel where you can watch us live. So it is simple. Everybody can do it. You can do it from your smartphone. You can do it from your smart apparatus. You can do it from your computer. And you can even do it from your television. Look at the person next to you. Say, wow, that is awesome. All right, you can go and find out more about our church life. You can find out about myself and Mandy, all our leaders, what our mission is, what our vision is, and how you can help us fulfill that. Hallelujah. You can find out more about our worship team. That's not it, promise you. There we go. Find out about our worship team. We have right on the front page a salvation icon. If you click on that, if you send that link to your friends, they can pray the salvation prayer and know what it means to be saved. You can send us an email straight from that website, sending us a prayer request, a testimony, or a question you have. Now, here's where it gets really excited. We have a special site on our website for businesses. If you own your own business, for 150 Rand a month, you can go load your business on our website, and you can use it to advertise, market, and network. But we want to invite the whole congregation. When you're looking to do something, go to the website first and use the businesses that are there, because that way we can support each other. Can you say amen? So you can follow, there's a special description there, and you can go to that icon, it speaks, it says places, and you can go load your business, you can register yourself, you can pay 150 Rand, and every month it'll take it from your card. If you don't pay the 150 Rand, it will switch you off, it'll send me a warning note, I will get up on Sunday, and I will expose you. I'm joking. Okay, but it's all self-running. Amen. Now, here's just something for our business people. The first 15 businesses to go and register and put your name up on the website, you'll get the first 3 months absolutely free. So go today, register your business, and we're going to promote it. This is going to become the central focus of all our online activity. So please support us, help us. Let's make it great. Can you say amen? Now, as a business, you might say, well, why are we charging you to advertise? Well, that's a way we can create a stream of finance to help us build, reach our community, and make a difference, and we give you exposure as well. Amen. Now, also on that website, if you are looking for someone in your company to employ them, you can upload your request on the website. Those who are looking for jobs can go to the website and see what jobs are available. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to create an online community where we can support each other, help each other. If you're selling your house, you can take photos, put it on the real estate section, and you can sell your home from our website. Wow, you're not responding as excited I am, but that's fine. Maybe it's early, the rain is still in your brain, and you're a bit foggy. We're going to pray for you. If you want to sell your motor vehicle, you can do it from our website. Woo! Yes, there we go. Amen. Now listen to this. You can go and register your own account, and you can tithe and give offerings from the website. And when you go and do that, the way it's set up, I'm not going to take the time to explain it. When you go to the checkout thing, it will send you an invoice, which you can then use for your tax returns. If you're a business and you want to, we are a Section 18A company, and you can claim that back from the tax man. It is an incredible website. Look at the person next to you, so go check it out. Not now. Later on. All right, so we'll be live on that website for the teachings next Sunday. It's not on this morning. We're still running it on the old system. All right, some other house news. Don't forget this coming Sunday, we have a water baptism. If you've never gone through the waters of baptism, it is a command of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to invite you to come and join us on that incredible journey as you step in obedience to do what the Lord Jesus commanded us. You can put your name down at the info bar, or you can send us a WhatsApp, and we'd love to be part of that next Sunday. Don't forget, if you missed Soar Discipleship College this past Tuesday, it is not too late to join us. You can join us this Tuesday. It's the last week that you'll be able to join the Soar Discipleship College for either Firm Foundations or Unwrap Your Gift. Come along. All you need to do is bring a pen and your Bible, bring along a friend, and come and be part of what God is doing as we become true followers of Christ. And then finally, I want to just thank every lady, every guy, every person who was involved with the ladies' event, our staff, all the team. You did an incredible job. Please give all our team a mighty round of applause. You guys did fantastic. I just want to compliment my wife on firstly having the courage and the vision to do a ladies' event, and for pulling it off and doing a great job. Can we put our hands together for my lovely wife? Well done. One of these days you'll catch up with the guys, and then we'll be there together. All righty, are we ready to dig into the Word? Look at the person next to you. Say you look awesome this morning. And then tell them you are righteous. All right, now, we're in a subject this month of February where we're talking about keeping the vision in front of you. Keeping your vision in sight. It is so important. And over the last couple of weeks, in week one, we spoke about in 2023, we need to develop a winning attitude. We need to have this mindset that we are running our race to win. Look at the person next to you. Say, I'm going to win this year. Then we started looking at what to do when hope is lost. Because if you're going to have a winning attitude, there are going to be days where you feel discouraged, where you feel like you're not making the progress, where you feel like hope is lost. Here's what you've got to do. Keep building your life in Christ. And so we're looking at this subject of building and how important it is. And we started last week sharing five nuggets that will help us to stay focused and keep building when things aren't going the way we want them to. When things haven't worked out quite the way we thought they would. when we haven't got the results yet that we were trusting for. And it feels like it is taking so long to get there. I want to encourage you. These are things that I've learned in my own life. I've learned it from the Word of God. I've learned it from others. And I really hope it will help you to keep building. Keep your faith in the right place. And we said the first one, there were five of them. The first one last week we started with was timing and position is everything. When it comes to spiritual things, when it comes to serving God, don't forget we are live on YouVersion Bible app. If you follow the prompts on the screen, I'm just messing you around a bit, sorry Darren, then you will be able to follow live. The scriptures are there in the notes and you can take your own notes. So timing is everything with God. You know, you can be doing the right thing at the wrong time and it doesn't work out. Amen? And so we need to understand the relevance of timing and position. We started looking last week at the life of Martha and Mary as an incredible example of someone who recognized the moment and positioned themselves properly, which is what we need to do, and someone who was serving Jesus, but they chose the wrong thing to do. They were doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it caused them to be frustrated, to be angry, and to throw up their hands in the air and stop building. So here's what we're saying. When you spend time with Jesus, you are making God your priority. And He will position you. He will help you to see the moment and to seize the moment so that you find yourself doing the right thing at the right time. Because when you get timing and positioning right, I want you to know God will bless everything you put your hands to. Amen? Look at the person next to you. Say, are you blessed? Now remember last week we saw the one sister, Martha, was consumed by her own efforts. And she saw Jesus in the natural. She saw Jesus needing her service. The other sister, Mary, saw Jesus as God in the flesh and her needing to be filled with His living water. She understood Jesus, recognized the moment, and realized Jesus was not there to eat, He was there to give. And because she positioned herself at the feet of Jesus, she was filled with the life of God, and she positioned herself for momentum. So don't get so busy serving the Lord that you don't spend time feeding on Him, putting your eyes, putting your heart, and putting your ears on Him. Listen carefully this morning. When things aren't working out and you feel tired and weary and it's taking so long, you've got to lay down what you're doing and you've got to go and sit at the feet of Jesus. And I want you to know that's sometimes the hardest thing to do. Can we be real with each other today? Because actually when things are going wrong, very often we double up on our efforts. We try harder. And I want you to know, if you're in that place this morning, the best thing you can do, it's the hardest thing, but the best thing you can do is lay down what you're doing and come and sit at the feet of Jesus. It's the most challenging thing to do, to cease from our own efforts and to rest in Christ's unmerited favor. But don't be like Martha this morning. Stop focusing on the trouble and start focusing on Jesus. He has the solution. He has the wisdom and He has the abundance you need. So the key this morning is that if you don't do that, you're going to get caught up. If you focus on trouble, it'll lead you to anxiety. It'll lead you to fear. And it'll lead you to worry. So let's turn quickly before we go to number two. And let's just look what Jesus had to say about worry. Would you look at the person next to you and say, are you a worrier? Or are you a worrier? In other words, do you worry about everything? Or do you war about everything? Get into God's presence and be a worrier and praise it through to the solution. Have a look at Matthew chapter 6. Verse 26 and 27. Jesus is speaking to His disciples. So it's like Jesus being here this morning and speaking to you individually. And look what He says in verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Verse 27. Are you not of more value? Say more value. More value. Than they. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your stature? Now he paints them a picture. He says, look at the beautiful birds. Look at God's creation. Look how God looks after them. Are you not of more value than them? So the first thing that Jesus does in this narration of the story, he reinforces God's love for you. Would you look at the person next to you? Say, God loves you this morning. He's saying, if you want to overcome worry, the first thing you've got to do is center yourself and remind yourself of God's love in your life. Because you see, when you know God loves you, you know he's going to provide for you. And so he's saying right here, you know, some of the things we worry about can be legitimate. In Martha's case, she was doing her best to serve Jesus. She really thought she was doing the right thing, but she never took time to think about what the right thing was. So she got caught up in that moment and she missed out on doing the one thing, listen, which was actually needful for her to create the catalyst for her to serve better. And I want you to know, God always wants you to serve him better. But you're never going to serve him better in your own strength. And so he says to us, firstly, God loves me this morning. God cares about my life. And because he cares about me, I do not need to worry about the natural things. Amen? I need to partner with him and allow him to show me. Because look, let's read on in verse 30. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more, say much more? Oh, come on, church, say it with a bit of passion this morning. Say much more. Much more. How, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Verse 31, I'm just going to read the first part. Therefore, do not worry, saying. Do not worry, saying. How do you take ownership of your worry? By speaking it. How do you take ownership of God's grace? By speaking it. You see, when worry looks at you in the face, when circumstance, you've got to stop and say, you know what? God loves me. When you say God loves me, you're taking ownership of God's love and you're refusing to allow worry to control your life. Can you say amen this morning? So firstly, he reinforces his love, but secondly, he reinforces his willingness and his ability to be able to meet your need. Just look at yourself and say this, God can meet my needs. He is well able to meet your needs. And then he drops into verse 33, and you all know verse 33 very well. What does he say? But seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. No. Whose righteousness? His righteousness. So seeking the Lord is not about works. Seeking the Lord is about what he's done for you, what he's already accomplished for you, who you are in him. That's seeking him first and his righteousness. And when you seek his righteousness, what's going to happen? All the things will be added to you. Wow, isn't that amazing? So you see, when we partner with God and we focus on him, we allow him to facilitate for the timing and the positioning of our lives, guess what? He will add the things to us in his time, in his process. And when we trust him, I want you to know it'll be amazing. So this is how I want to conclude point one quickly. And this is such a powerful thing that will help you. No matter what's happening in your life today, keep building your life. How do I keep building my life? There's three things you can do. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world today. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life today. There are three things you can always do. Number one, you can keep building through prayer. Look at the person next to you. Say, are you a prayer warrior? Amen? I want to encourage you today. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your nation. Pray for your church. Pray for your pastors. Listen to me today, church. Can I encourage you? Prayer is powerful. Prayer is taking your place in the body of Christ. Prayer is your responsibility. Prayer is you rising up as the person God's called you to be. Do you want to know God's will for your life today? Be a prayer warrior. Amen? And I want you to know, it doesn't matter how bad your marriage looks, how bad your business looks, how bad this, if you'll start praying today, if you'll keep building with prayer, I want you to know you will see the turnaround. Can you say amen? Number two, the second thing you can do, keep speaking life in the spirit. You know, the first thing we do when stuff goes wrong, we start saying the wrong things. We start saying what's wrong. We start saying why it isn't working. We start saying what we question. I want to encourage you today, keep speaking the word over your circumstance. Keep speaking the word over your marriage. Keep speaking the word over your children. Can you say amen? A couple of months back, the beginning of last year, there were things I was struggling with around my sons and my grandchildren, and just seeing where they need to go with God. And a pastor friend of mine looked at me and said, Larry, don't stop speaking life into their spirit. Whenever you see them, speak life. Sometimes you want to get frustrated. Sometimes you want to bash them on the head and say, wake up. But you know what you got to do? Do whatever, but keep speaking life in the spirit. Keep speaking the word. Keep declaring God's goodness in their lives. Can you say amen? Number three, the third thing you can always do is keep walking in love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says in verse 8, and it's a chapter of love, but in verse 8 it says this, the love of God never fails. If you'll learn how to walk in love deliberately, I promise you, you will radically change and break the back of the devil. When someone hurts you, go buy them a gift. Pastor Sisman, how can you tell me to do that? Jesus was clear. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you and despitefully use you. Amen? And I want you, when you step into that, you take your walk with God to the next level. All right, are you ready for number two? The second thing we said that can really help us when hope is lost, and we need to keep on building. We need to evaluate and we need to think about this. Number two, the second thing is this. You need to realize there may be some things in your life you need to address. Listen to me. Sometimes we are not making the progress we need to make because we're not addressing the things we need to address. Can I get just real with you today? Look at the person next to you. Say, what do you need to address this morning? And you know what? Can I just get real with you? It doesn't matter how long you've been serving God. Doesn't matter how spiritual you are. Doesn't matter how many titles you have before your name. You might be pastor, bishop, reverend, archbishop, Larry Elliott, the honorable, president, sir. Not sir, only Mandy calls me sir. But anybody else, you don't have to call me sir, okay? Oh, can't touch it. Listen, it doesn't matter how many titles you have before your name. It doesn't exempt you from the name above every name. Amen? You are subject to God. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you are today. God has things in your life that He wants you to deal with. Hello? You can sit there with your arms folded and say, I dare you to bless me today, Pastor. I'm in a mood and I'm not going to smile. Doesn't matter what you say. That's fine. I'm talking to the people online. Not anyone here, because you're all happy this morning, aren't you? Here's the reality. Listen, every one of us have things in our lives today that God wants us to address. And here's what God will do. He'll gently and encouragingly nudge you towards a place called the dead end road. And He'll leave you there until you address the issue in your life. Hallelujah. You know why? Because God loves you so much, He will not leave you the same. Amen. He's committed to you. And I mean this, God is such a loving, gentle, powerful God. But I want you, when He wants you to get something, He'll make sure you get it. Amen. And so what does this mean? This means I've got to have the courage in my life to confront the giants that are in my life so that I can overcome them through the power of God's grace. It's a picture of David looking at that giant. Everyone else was scared, and him going into that valley and saying, I'm going to take on that giant, not in my own ability, but by the power of the name of Jesus, and coming out victorious. And I want you to know, the promised land is not heaven, because there are no giants there for you to face. The giants are here on earth. Can you say amen? And God wants you to grow in your faith. God wants to build your spiritual life. And the only way you do that is by overcoming the giants. Can you say amen? So I don't know what your giant is, but whatever it is, sometimes we hit the roadblock and we're like, God, why isn't it happening? God, why isn't it working? God, why am I losing hope? God, why? Just take a step back. Say, God, is there something in my life that you want me to confront? That you want me to deal with? Okay, let me not get ahead of myself. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12. Look at this amazing verse. Well, some of you might not find it that amazing, but it is pretty cool. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. Isn't that interesting? All things are lawful, but not everything is helpful. All things are lawful, but I will not be brought under the power of some of them. Wow, it sounds like God has given me free choice. I can do whatever I want, but there's certain things that aren't going to help me, and there's certain things that I do not want to have power over me. Who gets the choice? You do, and I do. So he goes on, he says, "For I will not be brought under the power of any. Food for the stomach and stomach for the foods, but God will destroy both of it. Both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord, and listen to this, he will also raise us up. How? By his power. So the first thing we see here that's so beautiful, it is always God's plan to raise us up. God always wants to lift you. Can you say amen? God always wants you to be doing better. God always wants to cause his favor to open opportunities and open doors in your life. And that's the reality. He doesn't push you. He doesn't stop you. He's not holding you back today. He wants you to change your focus, and he wants you to realize this morning he's given you the ability and the power to overcome whatever it is in your life that's holding you back. But notice something very powerful. Paul said this, I'm free to do everything, but I realize not everything's helpful for me. I'm free to do whatever I want, but I will not be put under the power of certain things. So notice, he was the one who recognized spiritually that he could allow things in his life that were... Sorry, Darren. He could allow things in his life... The online guys are like, where did he go? We can allow things in our lives that will not help us to get where we need to go. We can allow things in our lives that will then have power over us, and they'll restrict us from walking where God wants us to walk. So the spiritual law is this. We think God might be holding us back. No, you might be holding yourself back. Or you may be allowing the devil to hold you back because of the choices you made with your life. Can you say amen? But here's the thing. God always wants to raise you up. God always wants to bring you to a place where you're able to confront those things, deal with them, and overcome them. Hear me this morning. God does not withdraw from you. God does not hold you back. God does not restrict you. God is not jamming you up this morning. God is not stopping you this morning. The only thing stopping you is you. Would you turn to the person next to you and say, it's you this morning? Look at the person on the other side of you. Say, no, it's you this morning that's stopping you. And can we just get real? If it's not you, it might be the enemy that you've allowed to stop you. So here's the reality of this point. And I know we're getting real about stuff this morning, but it's important. Here's what you've got to do this morning. You've got to do an evaluation. Evaluation. Say evaluation. Listen, you need to evaluate your motives. You've got to stop and say, why am I doing the things I'm doing? What is my motive for doing it? Number two, you've got to evaluate your attitude towards things. You see, sometimes it's not that God doesn't want to give you something, it's that your motive's not right for the reason you want the something. So although he wants you to have the something, he's saying, get your motives right and I can give it to you. Sometimes your attitude is wrong towards life and towards people and towards things, and it becomes a restriction in your life. So how's your attitude? Sometimes we like to say, you need a checkup from the neck up. You need to check your brain, check your mind, and evaluate what you're thinking. Number three, you need to evaluate your actions. How many of you, because I do this a lot, Mandy will testify and verify, hopefully not too loudly. Mandy does something that irritates me. It's not often. Not often, but when she does, and she's not there, then how many of you know you have the conversation in your mind, and you're like, I'm going to walk in love. I'm not going to say anything about this. I'm just going to cover it. I'll sort it out, and it's not a big deal. Then she walks in the door, and suddenly it becomes a big deal. And you moan at her, and you're like, doo, 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 doo. And then you go, and you're like, didn't you say you weren't going to make a big deal of it? Oh, none of you do that. Okay. Wow, I just exposed myself so badly. So you've got to evaluate your actions. Am I acting the way I think and the way I know I want to, or are my emotions controlling my life? Because you see, your actions can stop the blessing of God in your life because you're acting incorrectly. And it's not about doing works. It's about being real about who you are. Can you say amen? All right, number four. The fourth thing you've got to evaluate is your words. I tell you what, if we're really honest today, our words keep us out of God's blessing more than we realize. Kenneth Hagin said this once. I hope I can get it right. God was speaking to a ministry man, and God said to him, you know what? I said to my people, they can have what they say. But instead, they are saying what they have. You can have what you say. Stop saying what you have and start saying what God says about you. Can you say amen? Start saying, my marriage is blessed. My children are prosperous. My business is excelling. My life is moving forward. My church is growing. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. And when people look at you and say, but you're not really, you say, don't worry about it. It's going to catch up with me anytime soon. Because in the spirit, you are victorious. You are powerful. You are righteous. You are more than enough. You're going over, not under. God is on your side. There's nothing going to stop you from being who you need to be. Can you say amen? Write this down. I heard this from a preacher this week, and it stood out for me so well. When you defend your limits, you get to keep them. When you defend or make excuses for your limitations in your life, for your shortfall, for your lack of commitment, guess what? They take ownership in your life. That's what Paul was saying. I'm free of everything, but I will not. I realize there's some things that aren't helpful. I'm free from everything, but I will not be brought under the power of them. Stop letting your limits control you. Here's what you've got to do. Embrace God's potential in your life. And when you embrace God's potential in your life, you take responsibility for your limits and you allow God's favor to come into your life to help you overcome those things. None of us are perfect, but how do you know we're going to get there? Amen. Say this with me. Say, I'm going to get better this week. Amen. I'm going to grow this week. Now, turn with me to James chapter 4. Are you getting some help this morning? Are you glad you're in church? All right, let's hope you stay glad. James chapter 4, verse 7. I know I'm giving you some real meaty message this morning, but it's good for us. Meat is good because then we can go home and have dessert. Hallelujah. James chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Can I just check with you, which one comes first? Submit to God. So sometimes we're resisting the devil, but we haven't submitted our lives to God. Then your resistance is not going to work properly. Can you say amen? So submit unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Now listen. How do I draw near to God? Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Look at the person next to you. Say, cleanse your hands, you sinner. Oh, that's a lekker one to say. Amen. Cleanse your hands, you sinner. Listen, how do I draw near to God? Cleanse your hands, you sinner. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and what will he do? He will lift you up. Now, I know this isn't a pleasant verse. It sounds like, you know, I need to go home and beat myself, put on my sackcloth, and just fall down in a lump and have a pity party. No, you know what he's saying? Evaluate your life. Be realistic. Say, Lord, you know what? I didn't do well there. Lord, you know what? I've got such an attitude towards William right now. You know, he shaved his head and he polished it. And I've got hair, but half of it's missing. And I'm like, should I shave or should I keep the bit I have? What do you say, William? Shave it. Amen. Say, Lord, I didn't do well there. How am I going to improve? You see, when that's lamenting, that's mourning, that's being honest. Purify your souls, you double-minded. What does that mean? Stop doubting. Stop letting doubt rob you of your faith. He's not saying, you know, this is a New Testament scripture. He's not saying you need to put on sackcloth, but he's saying, be honest with yourself, be honest with others, let yourself be real. Why? Because then you can humble yourself. That's being humble. And what happens when you humble yourself? God lifts you up. You see, again, how many of these verses today have we read that speak about God wanting to raise you, God wanting to lift you, God wanting to bless you? What we've got to do is partner with him in that. So, how do I come to the Lord with humility then? Well, I say, Lord, what can I learn from this? Lord, how can I overcome this? Lord, how can I take the next step in what you want me to be and do? And then, you know what? Just do it. You've got to Nike it. Sometimes you've just got to Nike it. Can you say amen? Do you know how to Nike it? Just do it. Stop procrastinating. Now, turn with me quickly to James chapter 1, verse 12. I want to read you another verse that's important to put into context of when God wants you to deal with something. Are you getting some help this morning, or should I just stop while I'm ahead? I'm doing good. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. I was speaking to one guy counseling me. He said, Pastor, it's so amazing. When I give in to temptation, it goes away. I'm like, dude, you've got the wrong memo. The idea is not to give in to it. You've got to resist it. And that takes effort. Amen. All right. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. But here's where I want to go, really. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. What I want to focus on this morning, listen. God does not use evil to teach you, to tempt you, or to test you. God cannot be tempted by evil, and God does not use evil. Can you say amen? Get that into your theology today, because if you don't, it will affect your faith. It'll cause you to question who you are and who God is. So here's the reality. When you and I pass through temptation, guess what? God's going to give us the crown of life. God's going to elevate us to the next level of our lives. All right, so now, let's dig into number 3 this morning. We're going to start it. I've got 5 minutes left. We're going to start it, and then we'll carry on with this next week. Remember, I said I'm not going to rush. I'm going to take my time. What's the third thing I need to remember? Now remember, we're talking about things that I can do and think about when hope is lost, all right, and I'm feeling confused about what's going on in my life. I'm not going to stop building. I'm going to keep building my life. I'm going to realize, number one, timing and position is everything. So I've got to be patient and let God work his purpose in my life. Number two, I've got to remember maybe there's some things in my life that God wants me to deal with and confront in my life. And when I do that, there'll come a release and I'll be able to move forward. Number three, the third thing to remember is this. Sometimes your faith is just being tested. Why is it being tested? Because God is building your patience. Listen, because he's getting you ready for something better. And that's Encouraging, that's hopeful. You know, you cannot go to the next level. You cannot grow in your walk with God. You cannot get the next level of God's blessing in your life unless your faith is tested. Amen. And here's how you pass the test of faith. You remain patient. You remain steady and stable in the midst of what's going on around you, and you keep your eyes on the Lord. Now turn with me quickly to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials. Why have I been grieved by various trials? That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow. Firstly, what jumps out at me here, church, is this. Your faith is more precious than gold. Do you realize what that's saying? Whatever you have in your life today, I don't know, we might have the richest millionaire on the South Coast sitting here today. Whatever you have in your life, if that's you, it pales into insignificant next to faith. On the other scale, maybe you're sitting here today and you literally have nothing, but you have faith. You're one of the richest people sitting here this morning. Amen? You know why? Faith connects you with God. Faith keeps you spiritually alive. And faith will cause you to go from wherever you are to where you need to be, which is a place of fulfillment and satisfaction in God. Can you say amen? And so faith is rich. But he says, listen, the genuineness of that faith is according to how it's been tested. So if you've never been through a storm, you've never been through a trial, you've never faced anything, I'm not going to battle with you, friend. You know what you need to do? Go and climb in the furnace. And when you've been in the furnace for a while and you come out and you've still got faith, then we can start walking together. Can you say amen? Amen. When I go to battle, I want to go to battle with some people who have fought some battles and won them. I want to go to battle with David. Can you say amen? I want to go to battle with Joseph. Can you say amen? I want to go to battle with Jesus. Fought some battles and won. I want to go to battle with Peter, who slipped up and fell, but God restored him. Can you say amen? And so your faith today is so important. Don't let go of your faith. Keep building your faith this morning. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, how do I build my faith? Here's one of the powerful ways and the most significant ways, especially when you're in a trial and a circumstance. Continue to be intentional about giving thanksgiving and praise to God, no matter what's going on in your life. Can you say amen? Can you just close your eyes, lift your hands, and just start to thank the Father? Father, thank you. You say, I don't have anything to be thankful. You do. Father, thank you for salvation. Thank you that I'm actually sitting in a service with you, spending time in your word. Father, thank you today that you've spared me for this day. Thank you, Lord, that I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you make a way in my life in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen? Listen to Ephesians 5 verse 19 and 20. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving and praise lead to answered prayer. Please write that down. Thanksgiving and praise lead to answered prayer. So that tells me, if my prayers aren't being answered, it might not be that God hasn't heard me, but maybe I haven't released the thanksgiving and praise to release it into the natural. And when I start to focus on praise and thanksgiving, it's a spiritual aroma that unlocks answered prayer. So I'll close with this morning, and then we'll dig in from next week. We'll go to Psalm 23. We're going to look at the life of Peter, how Peter failed, and then we'll go to point number 4. Sometimes the devil is just contending the territory. Oh, it's such a good message. It's going to help you so much. But here's what I want to close with. Many years ago, Kenneth Hagin was going to the Lord in prayer, and he was complaining to God. He was saying, Lord, I've been asking you for these things, and I've been seeking you, and I've been praying, and nothing's happening. Does anyone relate to me? And he was talking, he's like, Lord, what's going on? I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of obedience. I've sown my finances. I'm doing everything I need to do, but nothing. And guess what? God answered him. And you know what he saw? In a vision, he saw a picture. And God gave him a picture of a scale. You remember the olden day scales? They had this stand, and then they had this thing like this with a chain, and it had a bowl in either side, and they used to use it to weigh things. So you'd put the weight of 1 kilo in this side, and then you'd put carrots in this side. And when it was balanced, you knew you had a kilo of carrots. And so he looked at the scale, and the scale was like this. And he said, Lord, what are you showing me? He said, you see this side that's pulled down? He says, that's your praise. And he said, yes, Lord, I've been praying. I've asked you for a lot of things. He said, yes. And what's this side, Lord? He said, that's your praise and worship. He said, what are you saying? He said, as soon as your praise and worship starts to outweigh your prayers will be answered. Powerful. So here's the thing. Stop complaining and start praising. Stop complaining and start thanking God that he heard your prayers, because it says the prayers of the righteous come before the Lord and his ears are open. Can you say amen? So praise and worship releases answers to your prayers. Can you say amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. I want you to know God loves you this morning. God wants you to win. God wants you to build your faith in 2023. No one looking around, even online today. If you'll just take a moment to pray with us. Maybe you're here and you've never personally received Jesus into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. If that's you this morning, here in this building, would you quickly stand to your feet so that I know I need to pray for you. I believe there might be one person today, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Just stand to your feet. I'm going to pray for you today. God loves you. He cares about you. And right now, there's a tugging on your heart. It's like you know you need to stand up, but you don't understand it. Just stand to your feet. That's God tugging at your heart because he destined you for this day. Maybe you're online watching. Wherever you're sitting, wherever you're watching today, God loves you, he cares about you, and he wants to save you this morning. In a moment, we're going to pray a prayer. I'm going to invite you to pray with me. Is there someone here today in the service you want to stand to your feet? Don't resist this morning. Surrender. Surrender. Just stand to your feet. Thank you so much, sir. Praise God for that obedience. If you did stand on your feet, would you quickly leave your seat? Just leave your seat, sir, and just walk with me to the back here. Maybe there's someone else who wants to join him today. Sir, that takes courage, and we're so proud of you this morning. Maybe there's one other person who wants to join him today. If that's you, quickly stand. Now, if you stood this morning, or maybe you're there online watching, and you know in your heart you're standing up, we're going to pray this prayer. Just face me. We're going to pray this prayer quickly, and I'm going to ask the whole church to pray out loud. If you're online, please pray this with me. Say, Father God, today I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for my sin, and that you raised him from the dead so that I could be saved. I open my heart and I receive Jesus into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me today. I receive Christ into my heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. Thank you online. You are now born again. Come on, let's give the Lord praise in the house today. You are now born again. You're washed in the blood. If you're online, please send us a WhatsApp or an email. We'd love to know you there. We'd love to know you prayed that prayer. We'd love to send you a Bible and a book so that you know what it means to be born again. Well, this morning we're going to receive our morning tithes and offerings. And I want to just remind you today that, you know, when you got saved, you received the nature and the character of God, which means you became generous. And one of the expressions of your generosity today is that you bring your tithes and your offerings and you bring it into the house of the Lord so that his covenant can be established and so that his word and gospel can be preached. So let's stand together. And we're going to put a song on and we're just going to come and we're going to bring our tithes and our offerings. Don't forget your Car Guard fund bottle for your tips and that. If you're going to give to the Car Guards, rather put it into that bottle. We have a Car Guard fund that we use to disciple our Car Guards and minister to them. So let's give this morning with a joyful heart. There are buckets at the back if you don't want to come to the front this morning. But let's come with joy as we worship the Lord with our finances. Thank you so much. As you rejoice, let's give to the Lord this morning. Come, we're going to just stretch forward our hands to the offerings this morning. Father, thank you for the generosity of your people. Thank you for every cent that's been sown today that will be used wisely to establish your kingdom. And Lord, I speak a blessing and favor over every person's finances here today in the name of Jesus. And everyone agreed, said, amen. God bless you. We love you. Don't forget, go visit our website. Join us in a small group this week. And we'll see you online on Thursday for Bible study and communion. Have a fantastic day. We love you and we're praying for you.